Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, it's Mike Hawk. Join me every Thursday at 1 p.m. exclusively on the Odyssey app as we go live with Odyssey. Join in on the action as we cover interesting facts, top 10 lists, and some fun new games. Follow the Men's Room page on the Odyssey app and join in all the fun Thursday afternoons at 1.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose, and all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to the Men's Room.
And away we go. Welcome to season 18, episode number 3,904. Along with Steve the Thrill Hill, the Ted Smith, and Mike Hawk. Montgomery! Men's Row. On tap today, Ryan Castle joins us, and once again, we will sit and spin. Today, we go undercover with 10 classic rock covers that went horribly wrong. We will play Profile This, plus headlines, a Men's Room shout of the day, fun listener emails, and everyone's favorite, TV Time with Tim.
Clack, clack.
Drinking and drunk. All right, here we go. Mississippi man is arrested after cops find meth in his Cheetos bag. Meanwhile, a man quits his job and lives in a van down by the river as a monster he wants to snag. Guy who has three times the legal limit messes with an elk and ends up in jail. Man who hijacked school bus and drove through two states will definitely not get out on bail. And a man gets shot, wrestles the gun away from his shooter. Then he gives the gun back to him. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, you already know this, but some people are just up to no good. Now, that does not mean that they are bad people, per se, but if they can get away with something, they'll keep doing that same something until they're busted. For example, a 69-year-old man in England. Now, he was caught for driving without a license. That's not unheard of, but what makes his story unique is that he's never had a license, and he's been driving for 50 years. Meanwhile, in Australia, a landlord is, quote, losing their mind because their tenant of 4 years underpays their rent by exactly 1 cent every single month. Now, sure, it's only added up to a total of 48 cents so far, but the landlord is fed up, and also the landlord is powerless to do anything because of Australian law. But like we said, people will get away with things for exactly as long as they can. Hell, earlier this year in Bellingham, a woman was busted for embezzling almost $1.5 million from a local business. And to me, the difference between robbery and embezzlement is that embezzlement means you keep stealing over a long period of time. She made over 190 transactions between 2017 and 2022 when she was finally caught. So maybe you embezzle money too. Or maybe you shared your Netflix password or routinely stole Jolene's burritos from the employee fridge. You know the stuff we're talking about. We're all guilty of it, or you know someone who is. We all like to do things that we know might be frowned upon, but if you don't get caught, we're going to keep doing it. You had to be here for Jolene. So that is what today's question is. What did you or someone you know get away with right up until they didn't or did?
Be part of the Big Show. Call 206-803-ROCK. You can like the Men's Room on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live. And send those emails to the Men's Room at KISW.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Rolls on. You're listening to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Oh, Charles, away we go. Welcome to season 18, episode number 3904. What a large and in charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeats.
Sure.
Brian Castle will join us once again. We'll sit and spin. Today we go undercover. Nothing wrong with a good cover. Steve, I know one of your favorite covers over the last 3 or 4 years, Disturbed Sound of Silence.
Oh, my God. What a wonderful. Yeah.
Some are better, some are worse.
People really like that song.
I know they do. It was, trust me, we talked to my man backstage a couple years ago, and he was pumped because I want to say at the time we spoke to him, it was the number one song on the rock charts. And I remember he was so proud. I'm like, I think it was number one for Simon and Garfunkel too, bro. But, you know, hey. Yeah. I'm happy for you.
Well, again, they asked Paul Simon what he thought of the version, and he said, well, he's paying for a lot of my mortgage.
Yeah, of course. Probably. Whatever.
Good line. Right, exactly. So it's like, okay. But today, we have 10 classic rock covers, like he needs the money, that went horribly wrong.
Yeah, what goddamn mortgage is Paul Simon paying?
Well, I'm sure my brother probably got the top four floors of a building in, you know, New York City.
I'm thinking he already paid for it. Graceland paid for that.
Art's living in the basement down there. Same building.
He's his maintenance man.
Exactly. Comes up. Cleans a pigeon crap.
Poor Garfunkel. Can we find out what Art Garfunkel is worth? We always.
Oh, I'm sure he does.
I told you, I'm a Garfunkel guy.
You're a Garfunkel apologist.
Yeah. Somebody needs to support him.
Okay.
Yeah, Paul Simon is.
Oh, and David Draymond.
Yes, David Draymond. There you go.
Somebody. Art Garfunkel is a big deal, man.
Any guesses?
Big deal.
Any guesses?
What's
his
tall?
What's his net worth?
Net worth.
Any guesses?
$17 million.
$17 million.
I was going to say $22 million.
$22 million. Miles.
I'll say $10 million.
$95 million.
Garfunkel.
Wow. There you go.
Oh man.
I do not feel bad for Garfunkel.
Yeah. Then get a new barber.
I was going to say, clearly he just doesn't care.
I'd rather hang out with him than Paul Simon.
You think so?
How much do you think he's worth?
Paul Simon.
I don't want to know.
You said $95 million for Art?
Correct.
So Paul Simon is worth?
$250,
$200, $400 million.
Miles, your second guess was spot on, $200 million.
$200
million. God damn.
Yeah.
These things are also wrong, by the way. There have been so many celebrities that have looked up their own net worth like, I'm not worth that much.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I would say that too. You know what
Depending
I mean?
On the
With
right,
your family
man.
And relatives, you're worth $200 million? No.
Trust me when I tell you that Jimi Hendrix basically paid for a lot of Bob Dylan's stuff based on All Along the Watchtower. And it's not that Bob Dylan wasn't successful, but that
not
song.
That kind of successful.
That was a huge song.
And he allowed Bob Dylan to know what the hell he said when he sang it.
Uh-huh.
That'll let's end the song.
Best I could tell. Can you write those lyrics down for me? That would be very helpful. 10 classic rock covers that went horribly wrong coming up with Sit and Spin. What else do we have for you today? Oh, as we do every Monday through Friday, we head on over exclusively to the Odyssey app for the Men's Room Happy Hour. If you don't have the Odyssey app, as we tell you all the time, download it. It's absolutely free. Be sure to sign in. There's a Men's Room page on there. All the different podcasts. You can listen to KISW Live. You can check out the show live. You can download the show if you happen to miss it and want to listen to it at a different time. We've got the Best Of weekly podcast. All our individual podcasts are on there. Also, Men's Room Radio with 100 new songs at it. We were listening to it today.
Yes, indeed.
Back in the office. Pretty cool choices. I'm really enjoying that channel, man.
You just don't know what you're going, unless it's a song that you picked, right? So I'm like, all right, cool, to plan this. And I mean, it's like ping pong as far as where the songs go, man.
But it's a good mix of music. It really is.
Hearing Clutch going to a country song, a slow country song. I'm like, not a programmer in this country.
Don't ever do that.
But it didn't sound bad, man. Somehow it made sense. Mm-hmm.
Hey, yeah. Well, you can do a music channel. We said, okay. So Men's Room Radio's on there. And, of course, the Men's Room Happy Hour. I think today we are going to go over a list of the 20 worst beers in the world.
20 worst beers?
The 20 worst beers in the world.
What is the worst beer you've ever had?
The worst beer I've ever had was either
Stroh's.
Stroh's is bad because it's so sweet.
Stroh's is very bad.
Stroh's was bad.
Are we talking? So was Stoney's. Well, that was another local beer. Then,
I mean, when I worked at a liquor store, we couldn't sell. Like, I remember we had like cases of Stroh's. And I'm not kidding. For like $6, and we couldn't move them.
You can't. We were pretty convinced at one point. If your beer starts with the letter S, no one likes it. Stroh's, Schaefer's, Stoney's,
Schlitz,
right? And I know there's Stella. Fine. I don't like Stella, so to me, that still qualifies as a crap beer.
I'm with you.
I don't know what it is. I just don't like.
Well, some of these beers on the list are very popular.
I was going to ask.
Yeah, now, we're not going to agree with this list.
No, especially some of my old time favorites that I like. That I know are on that list really, really upset me when I.
It doesn't bother me if other people don't like beers that I like. What bothers me is when I hate a beer that other people do. So, like Blue Moon, right?
Mm-hmm.
Some people, they swear by it. They love it. It is garbage. I'm sorry. And it makes me mad that they're still in business because I just don't feel like it should even be offered.
And at the same time, they came out with what? Shock Top? That was another one of those beers that was, for a while, that was a Red Dog beer. Do you guys remember Red Dog?
Red Dog was not so bad.
Red Dog got me some through high school.
I got into some Red Dog.
High school. Jesus. Back in
the day. I don't know, because I guess the liquor store we went to that would sell to us, there was always just 30 packs of Red
Dog. That's what I'm saying. You go for quantity when you're younger.
For sure.
And it's not that you don't, as an adult, go pick up a 30-pack at Costco, but it just seems like back then.
But you always did.
But when you get a 30-pack at Costco, you're buying better beer than you did when you were, you know.
You don't get a teenager.
21 years old.
Oh, can you go to the liquor store, buy me a 6-pack of some hoity-toity beer? It's like, I want a 30-pack of Schlitz.
Also drank a hell of a lot of Killian's Irish Red. You guys remember
that? Wasn't so bad. I remember that one.
That was not a bad beer at all. But these are the 20 worst beers in the world.
Okay.
So, yeah. But you know every one of them.
Okay.
So there's nothing on there that's so weird and strange. Right. But that's coming up with the Men's Room Happy Hour exclusively on the Odyssey app. Oh, my goodness. So much show. We have tickets for you to see Tool and Guns N' Roses. We will do a secret word. You'll text that secret word. He said, pick a random time.
Just a random time.
Pick a random time.
Random time.
Tell people when you're going to give the secret word. We decided that today we're going to give the secret word at 4:20.
Ooh, that's a good idea.
4:20. Good idea.
And then when you hear the secret word, you text that to 206-803-ROCK for your chance to win those tickets. Yes, they are for both shows. Guns N' Roses is playing Climate Pledge.
Mm-hmm.
Tool's playing down at Tacoma Dome. I want to say it's like 10, 15 days apart, maybe 2 weeks in between the two shows. GNR plays on October 14th, and then, okay, so it's 6 days. Then Tool plays Tacoma Dome on October the 20th.
Where was Guns N' Roses just playing that you showed me the picture of the audience?
Tel Aviv.
My God. I mean, look,
I've never seen that many people.
Guys,
I don't know if they're playing a rock festival, like rock.
I don't know. I mean, I know they used to play in front of huge audiences, but Miles showed me this picture, and I'm like, my God, man. Like, at some point, you have to walk out on the stage. You can be Metallica, Guns N' Roses, Tool, any of those bands, and just go, Jesus Christ, man. I cannot believe this many people in one place.
It's
like
insane.
What we're doing. Yeah.
You got to think their merch table does real well.
Yeah.
Bathroom's kind of hard to get into, but either way, man, that was that's crazy. So, secret word coming up at 4:20. You'll win tickets to Tool and Guns N' Roses. So you win both the shows.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a pretty cool deal. By the way, Taryn Daly's got those tickets for you tonight. We've got them all week. So does BJ and Migs and Ryan. So everybody's giving them one chance to win per show.
Just one?
Well, yeah, when they give their
those are good tickets.
They are, and they're different shows. That is actually a pretty sweet goddamn package.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Secret word coming up at 4:20. And today, on our question, we're going to talk about what did you or someone you know get away with up until you didn't?
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe you still are.
Right.
And have not been caught yet. But we start with this driver. He has his has had his car seized after driving without a license for 50 years. They say his luck has finally run out. His car was stopped. It was discovered he'd been driving without a license for 50 years. Officers at the Derbyshire Police Road policing unit pulled the car over for several offenses on May the 6th. They then discovered the 69-year-old driver, he'd never passed his test or possessed a driving license, meaning he had been driving illegally for 5 decades. He'd been tricking car insurance companies into thinking he had a license the entire time. He had apparently been bragging about his long-running scam. That kind of led to his downfall.
I like that he still had his car insured. He had the wherewithal to do that, just didn't bother to get his license.
Mm-hmm. He systematically provided details to insurance companies indicating that he had a license. But the flaw in his plan was that he bragged all the time. His long reign, they say, came to an abrupt end. Once we found out, vehicle was seized, the driver was reported for numerous offenses. Finally, we brought a totally unacceptable reign to an end, according to the guy in charge of the Motor Insurers Bureau. The bit he was missing was had he been involved in a collision, we would still pay out the claim. So he still had insurance.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He got his car insured. Yeah, he just didn't have a license to drive the insured vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
But wait, exactly so right. They busted him because he opened his mouth. Mike, what do you and I always say? Like, look, it's bad that you commit a crime, but we're disappointed in you when you tell people.
Correct.
Like, it's if you rob a bank, don't go on Facebook throwing the money over your head going, I robbed them. It's stupid. Don't send out an all caps angry text about it. Just let it go, man. Mm-hmm. If you're getting away with stuff, keep it quiet.
Yep.
Like I said, I'm convinced if you go to a bar, say there's 100 people in there, what percentage of them do you think are probably actively getting away with something that's illegal?
As far as the people who
work
there. You
mean like any kind of illegal?
Yeah, I'd say probably 25%, but they don't walk up to you to say, dude, you know what's crazy? I've avoided paying my taxes to the IRS by selling cocaine. Like, they don't say it. You don't bring it up. That's why they successfully do it.
Well, apparently the guy at the Sonic, all right? So we had the story about the guy who was a cook at the Sonic, and he accidentally had his cocaine either fall out of his pocket or someplace.
Never put your drugs in the upper shirt pocket.
And it ended up.
I'm sorry.
It ended up in a hot dog, right?
And this is an older guy. He should know better than putting his drugs in your shirt pocket.
Obviously, he'd been doing drugs. He's been doing drugs at work for a long time. It's kind of part of working in a kitchen for a lot of people.
And he did the right drug. Cocaine. You work in a kitchen, of course.
And he was getting away with it.
But like a Sonic drive-in?
Yes.
And all right.
This woman had a baggie of Coke in her hot dog.
I guess I'm not shocked somebody working in a kitchen would, but generally, like, fast food kitchens are pretty open.
I would say fast food kitchens, I would think more on the weed tip, because they just kind of show up and be stoned all day. But the thing is, he put it in the shirt pocket, rookie move, it fell out because they said, the way the witnesses described it, they did not know that his bag of Coke had fallen into this woman's hot dog. It fell into her hot dog, all right? Mm-hmm. But they said they noticed after he handed the food through the window or whatever the hell is, he was searching frantically for something. And they had the presence of mind not to say, is anyone see my cocaine?
But
the right, he dropped something. And they're like, you could tell he was a little anxious. He's looking for something. And then when he finally got busted, they're like, oh, he was looking for the Coke that
he was. Yes, he was. We had, I think, the most trouble that we ever got into was back in Baltimore. We had Dennis Hoff from the Bunny Ranch in.
Yeah.
And his girlfriend at the time, Sunset Thomas. So they were coming in for an interview. And the way that the studios were designed, when you walked into the main lobby of the radio station, in a horseshoe, all of the stations were surrounding the lobbies with glass. So you could look into, you know, there's 3 or 4 radio stations there.
Yeah.
So if you came in to pick up a prize or do business or whatever, as soon as you walked in, you were in the middle of all the stations and all the studios. Well, the one condition that they asked us to have, delicious cake, isn't it? The one condition that they said was, look, just do us a favor and put newspapers up in the windows.
Yeah, per request.
So that if anybody walks in, they cannot see what's going on in there. So,
which proved to be a good idea.
That was a great idea.
Literally, as soon as Sunset Thomas walked into the studio, not joking, we opened the door, welcomed them in. as we're meeting Dennis Hoff, she's actively getting undressed.
She's taking off her clothes.
But naked. Yeah.
And they're complaining about the fact that the one thing they wanted to do was bring power tools with them, because they had some tricks there, you know, the power tools, but the airline would not let the power tools.
Yeah, she couldn't get through TSA.
Yeah, so they didn't. So she didn't have any of that stuff.
But keep in mind, she was honest about why they had it, because basically they opened her bag, there's like a Black & Decker drill, and then like all these dildo attachment things, and she straight up told them,
yeah,
oh, well, I do these things, and they're like, no, we can't let you do it. Like, all right,
okay. So we get in there, start the interview. It's crashing the website at this point in time because so many
people, was webcams, right? And the website crashed that day.
It basically did,
because people wanted to see a naked chick in the studio.
That's essentially what happened.
Yes, they did. They really did want to see that.
That was a problem. And then some other things maybe happened, right?
Sure.
maybe
happened, but yeah. So we might have described what was happening on the air.
We did not know that you couldn't do
sure.
You can't explain. Uh-huh. I didn't know. Honest to God, I didn't think it was a big deal. So it's like, yeah, this is what we're doing right now.
Right.
And we did, and that's what we were doing, and that's why the website crashed or whatever.
Yeah.
I really didn't think it was that big of a deal.
So we do all this stuff, right? And the boss, so the end of the show, boss calls us into the office, and he is fuming based on, again, our stupidity. He is
We didn't know.
We did not know, but that's being stupid. So we didn't know that you were.
You just made Ted lock the door.
The fruit and all
that. I wasn't there.
No, that was not the time he locked the door.
And he's like, did you?
I wanted to be there, but the old producer was like, we can't have anybody in here. I was like, what?
Yeah. And he goes,
that was like the one day you don't want me to sit here and waste 4 hours not getting paid to screen a phone call the day we have naked chicks in. Mm-hmm.
It's only one naked chick.
Thanks, Aaron. Right.
So she had another plan. So the boss calls us in the office. He says, did this happen?
No, the first thing he said is he slammed the door, right? We don't know why he's mad. Because keep in mind, in our mind, we had a fantastic show.
And it was great.
No, on a side note, we did. And to this day, you can kiss my ass. We did a good show. That's what we do. Now, as a boss, you worry about crap. And he did a great job of worrying about crap.
Yes, he did.
So, and telling kudos to him. But the first thing he said is, the door slams. We're not quite sure why we're in here, but we know, and this is the angriest we've seen him at us
ever.
And in our mind, like, you know, we're high five, like, great show. So he says, are you effing stupid? It's first word. So I was looked at him and said, well, when you say it like that, it leads us to believe that perhaps we are. And then he launched into our ass.
Oh my God. He just ripped us a new one. And he said, look, man, he said, did you do this? And we said, yes. Because it was over the
too
air.
Much potassium.
And he goes, no,
no,
you didn't.
No, you did not.
No, you did not do that. It's theater of the mind, guys. It's theater of the mind. You did not do any of that stuff. And we're like, okay, all right, whatever. Whatever. He's like, you need to get out of here now, because the big boss,
yeah,
he is on his way here, and he is hot. He is fuming. He might just fire your ass.
Oh, yeah.
So we hauled ass out of the building as fast as we could, and we knew the next morning coming in that that's the first item of business. We are going to be pulled into a meeting. We're probably going to get suspended, maybe fired. Our asses are definitely going to get handed to us. Either way. So it's kind of a weird one, man. And we walk in, and in a crazy, crazy move of solidarity.
Solidarity, man.
All of the other radio stations in the morning, they had newspapered up their windows.
So the only one you see into now
was ours.
Right, it'd be like the sound having to cover their windows.
Right, exactly.
Right. Yeah. But I like that they did that.
Yeah. And the
but that was their way of telling our old boss, Bob Phillips, leave these guys alone. It was a good show. And he even told us, he said, man, because he was still pissed, but he goes, when I walked in, all these people at all the other stations had your back, and I saw that paper up, so you should thank them. I'm going to kind of let it go.
But I don't think we got suspended or anything.
But the thing is, even when he said it can't happen again, I'm like, brother, that was a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Yeah. That's why everything that happened.
But we got away
because
with
we
it.
Couldn't do that
but
again.
But we did get away with it.
We did.
I mean, we got away
with it. I would do it again in a heartbeat.
We did not get suspended.
I'd get suspended for that. If that opportunity presented itself now, I'd be like, cover the windows, I'm getting suspended.
Well,
this is awesome.
My problem is I ate the other half.
I know. You ate the dirty half.
That is not surprising.
No, it's not. She said, I dare you, and I went chomp, and then the other part popped out, and Miles went, gulp.
I got it.
And that's apparently...
She didn't even dare him.
No. No, no she didn't.
I mean, didn't need to. Didn't need to. Hello. Hello. What did you or someone you know get away with up until you didn't? Or you did? 206-803-ROCK.
99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
What did you or someone you know get away with? Up until they didn't, or they did. 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Cheyenne. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola. Cheyenne, if you say handicap parking, we're going to be pissed.
Well, it's something like that, but it's not that.
All right.
So, I'm a fan of a team that is in the NFL's AFC South, as some of you know. And what the NFL does when you're disabled is they make you buy two tickets. They don't give you the option to just buy one if you want to get handicapped seating. So,
Wait. Hold on. Are you being serious? So, if you go to buy an NFL ticket, you're online buying it, and I guess whether it's a tap or a handicap, the NFL makes you buy two tickets.
Yes, that's been my experience.
All right, let me ask you a question. Do you have some kind of like special code that you put in, like that can validate you? In other words, could I go buy two handicap tickets and then put a boot on my leg? You know what I mean, like a walking cast.
And then me and Miles go to the game.
Yeah, I got great seats. Hang out. Can we do that?
Well, but that goes to what I was going to say. Is they're a lot of times they're not great seats, and so what I end up doing is I end up getting a regular ticket, knowing that they're going to have to play chess when I get there and figure out where to put me. And let's just say that I may have paid $130 for a ticket, but ended up in the club seats for the AFC South Championship back in February. That may have been out of
Wow, nice work.
So, obviously, you're playing the 4D chess, like you said. You probably did not expect that you'd get club level, but your thought was, all right, I'm not buying two tickets. I need one ticket. And then you knew when they got... So, when you buy one ticket, that your seat's assigned, but when you showed up, what do they say? Like, we can't put you in this seat?
Well, yeah, like, because it was way at the top of the, like, it was way up in the nosebleeds, you know? So, that requires...
So, you bought your walker, or were you in a wheelchair?
You bought the cheapest ticket you could.
I was in my walker. Yeah, I'm known amongst the Jaguar fans, so I was able to snag a ticket for way cheaper than I should have been able to. That's what it was.
Hmm. Now, will you continue this in the future? I say they go to the Super Bowl, and you're like, hell yeah, I'm buying a ticket, I'm just going to buy the regular ticket. And then when you get there, just see where they're going to end up putting you?
Yeah. You know, and even if I end up in not such a great spot, I'm still at the Super Bowl. So,
right.
Well, dude, if I'm you, I would stick to that plan. Why would you buy two tickets for one person, which is stupid already? But I would absolutely play that 4D chess because you're right.
Yeah.
There will be somewhere that has space at club
level. Cheyenne, if you really want to go to the Super Bowl, I'm in with you. If you want to go to Disney World or Disneyland, man, we'll just be roommates, man. We'll go and spend the day. That way I'll use you to get to the front of the line.
Hey.
I'll push. You just do the talking.
No, you know, let's leave this up to Cheyenne, out of the four of us on the show, right? We're going to Disney World. And obviously we're using you to get to the front of the line. Which one of us are you picking to go with you?
You know... Miles gets a little mouthy. Thrill's got bad gas. I got to go with Ted.
Yeah,
we knew
I'm
it.
A Disney guy.
Boo. We knew it.
Boo. I'm also the only one that hangs out with him in person and knows what he calls.
We're never giving you tickets for anything.
Yeah.
Miles still thinks he's in Wyoming.
That's right.
I'm in South Dakota.
That's my point.
I know you're out there somewhere.
It's all the same to us. You know.
Who the hell would buy land? Who would buy land in Wyoming?
I did not realize the NFL... made you buy two tickets if you're handicapped.
Sounders did that to me, man.
Well, in theory, you would probably need help.
You need help. No, I get that, but it just seems like still, if I am handicapped and I'm saying I want to buy a ticket, I'm also telling you whatever my handicap is, I don't necessarily need help. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
otherwise, I definitely would buy two tickets. Like, I want to go to a concert. My wife may or may not want to go. I still need to get the two tickets.
Yeah, but how do you prove it? How do you prove it? Like, I have this problem, right? Whatever it is. Maybe I need a walker or a wheelchair, whatever the deal is. I'm online. How do they know?
Because if they're charging you for two tickets, they probably don't think you're lying. Because they're saying, want to lie to us,
I would never be that dirty. I'm just saying.
I think that's just, Thrill's right. You're buying two tickets.
They're like,
and they just assume you're not going to do that.
And the thing is, so if you're lying, you'd still pay for two tickets. At that point, they don't care. They'd be more upset with Cheyenne than they would be with you. Because Cheyenne bought one ticket, right? Mm-hmm. And they go, all right, we got to figure out where to put him. His ass goes to club level. You bought two tickets, you're not handicapped. They're like, cool.
You know, it is awkward though, right? Because this happened to my buddy, and then it just happened to my brother. So my brother bought tickets for Maryland basketball, right, in like August, because my dad was really sick. So our family's never had basketball tickets for Maryland. He was like, screw it, let's spend some money. Now my dad ends up passing away, but they're basically handicapped tickets. So then it's just either him and his son, or him and like a buddy. And I've done it at a Husky game. Same thing happened to my buddy. His dad passed away before they used him, but he was hurting. So it's like you feel odd sitting in the handicapped seats when you're five.
So it is a specific seat.
Yes,
man, you're right. And like, and the thing, your story is more tragic. Like my father passed away.
These are his before, seats,
but
people just see my brother and his buddy there ripping beers.
No, I would too. I admit that.
What are you doing here?
Didn't you do that? Some guy like parked in a handicapped spot or something, like a Corvette or something. Like you.
Oh yeah, and I mouthed off to him because it was a Corvette. And look, full disclosure, I just assumed, like, you know. So I said, "Oh, look at this guy, this goddamn Corvette." And his big brother, it was back in Maryland. Goes, he's actually in a wheelchair.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, there's something you could say.
That is a bad, bad feeling.
I was so confident. Like, nobody handicaps cruising around in a Corvette out here at the DMV.
There you are.
What did you or someone you know get away with up until they didn't? Or did? 206-803-RON.
Hey, what do you say? I literally put my head down and put my tail between my legs and just walked away.
Yeah, I mean, right. That's all you can do. It's like, my bad.
Because I thought I was on the higher moral ground.
That's the word, because you're on a soapbox, too.
Yeah.
Letting this clown know.
Man, player music.
He's in a wheelchair. Oh. Okay.
Sorry. I'm just going to go wait for 2.5 hours.
I think the worst I've had with that, man, and I do this all the time. I do it because you're playing the odds, and it's just, you go to your average public restroom, the handicapped stalls are just considerably bigger by just the space. I need to poop, and like most people, it's a very private thing.
It's also the farthest one back, which is unusual because, you know, you gotta go far.
Right, but it's the farthest one away. So, like anything. So, and I just hop in that stall. I just do it automatically. You don't really give it thought. And I'm in there, and I am pooping, and I'm doing the best I can to poop. And this is the only time this has ever happened to me. I hear the door open. No big deal. Don't care. Mm-hmm. I can't figure out what they're doing because I don't really hear footsteps. And then I'm like, oh, God, please tell me that's not the sun. And then under the crack of the door, I see the wheelchair wheels. This is the only handicap stall there. And I'm like, okay, now what do you do? Do I wait in here until I think he's going to leave so I can get out of here and not have that horrible moment where I have to, because there's nothing wrong with me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But he wouldn't go, man. So, like, he backed up a little bit. So I'm in there. And I mean, so now you're not even making any noise, right? You're holding in your farts, you're holding in your poop, that whole thing. And I'm just, like, focusing under the door. And I can see his feet and like the stirrups up front, and I can see the front smaller wheels. And like, he's not moving. And probably about 7 minutes goes by. By the way, I'm still like, I still have to go. But now I feel really self-conscious because this guy's just waiting. There's no one else in the bathroom. I'm not handicapped. I'm in the handicapped stall. And again, it's not like taking the parking spot. I'm not trying to be that guy. I really just went into the bigger stall. So I ended up wiping my ass. I still had to poop. I opened the door, and just the look that this dude gave me.
I've
you know
seen
what I mean?
I've
and I'm just like, and I don't say anything. I'm just going to be like, sorry, man. I just could not believe. I'm like, those are goddamn wheelchair wheels.
So my wife and I, at the time we were living back in Maryland, we wanted to buy a house. So, you know, we probably saw 20 different houses. Most of them are single story in this area, like Ramblers or Ranchers, you know, built in like the 60s or the 70s or whatever. But the one, we come up to this one house, and the real estate agent, he's walking first. And the house we pull up to has like a zigzag ramp, right?
Okay.
And I'm walking, I make the turn on the ramp. I'm like, this ramp is stupid. God almighty. I was like, what is this crap? Well, the screen door's open. The real estate agent knocks on the door, and the guy wheels up to the door and kind of pushes it open real fast. And I'm just looking at him, and he's looking at me, and I know he heard me. And I was just like, this ramp is stupid.
Right.
I think we're going to have to take this out if we buy this. Like, who built this? This thing's crappy and, you know, like,
right.
As soon as we get up there, man, screen door's open, he just wheels over.
The agent?
No, the guy who owned it.
Oh,
Miles is making fun of this ramp, and the dude's in there hearing him. And it's like, I need the ramp.
Right.
Guy just, buying
like,
my house.
Like, what? Like, who does this? This is so dumb. You just walk up some steps. Now I'm going to tear this thing out. You know, that's the first time I'm up for business.
You haven't even looked at the house, and you've already made a change.
I'm on the outside. I'm walking up to the front door, and I'm zigzagging like I'm in a line at Disneyland. And I'm just like, this is. And the rails were all shaky, and it was just like, I was like, oh, God. God, this is crap.
I mean, what do you say?
My bad.
It's our man.
My bad.
Oh, no, but it's good for you.
Yes, exactly.
You can't make it better. At that point, it is impossible.
What's good on you, then? Yeah. What did you or someone you know get away with up until they did or didn't? 206-803-ROCK.
If I had like that, you get a free cup of soup.
That's right.
Hello, Dave. Welcome to the men's room.
How's it going, guys?
Oh, yeah.
So this is about 20 years ago, actually 21, 17 at the time. And me and my buddy, you know, it was 4th of July time. So we were super excited to get fireworks, but obviously we had no money. So there was a fire stand, like one of the fireworks stands, one of the tent ones down the street. And it was in a Albertson's parking lot wedged way up in the corner. So later that night, like 2 o'clock in the morning, we drove down there and my girlfriend at the time waited in the car and me and my buddy went around the backside of the tent and we were able to slip it up and we just went in there and cleaned out that fireworks stand. I mean, right away, went straight for the mortars, everything possible. And my girlfriend's car was only a Ford Escort, so you can only imagine how many fireworks were in there. So anyhow, we had a good 4th of July. A couple years went by. I met my wife, and I go to meet her. This is around 4th of July time. I go to meet her family, and they had all these fireworks, just crazy stuff. Well, it turns out that the topic came up about how their fireworks stand got broken into a few years back, and so I just kind of played along with it, like, oh, that sucks, you know. And they're talking about how $20,000 plus of fireworks got stolen, and it screwed up their whole year, and you know, they had to take a second mortgage out.
Oh, God,
all this crazy stuff.
Oh, Jesus, man.
Yeah. So still to this day, they still run the fireworks stand, but still to this day, they don't know it was me.
Do you think they listen to this show?
No, they definitely don't. That was my first thought 5 minutes before he answered my call.
Okay. Yeah, okay. I'd be thinking the same thing.
I feel like people that sell fireworks probably like our show.
That's all I'm saying, man. I don't know anything about these people, but I feel like there's a good chance they're going, that son of a bitch, Dave.
They know.
There was something about him.
They'll find out.
How many, you said it's 21 years ago?
It was about 21 years ago, yeah.
Hmm. Okay.
I mean,
and are you still married to that? Are you still married to the woman?
I am.
Does she know?
She does know now. I mean, she found out years later, and I told her because I couldn't keep it in anymore because they kept talking about how it got robbed.
All right. I feel like you're gonna have a bad week ahead of you.
Yeah,
you shouldn't have called us.
You can't divorce this woman.
I know. Yeah.
Is her dad still in shape?
My in-laws are in their 80s.
All right.
Can he still punch you?
Right.
Can he still light a firework and run away?
Yeah, he'd probably hurt me if he wanted to, but...
Okay.
Damn, yeah. Man.
Good times.
So what was, when you did say this to your wife, when the guilt finally just crushed you and you finally had to confess, what is her reaction to you?
There was like a moment of this awkward, like, 30 seconds stare at me.
Did it feel like 10 years?
Awkward feeling.
Oh, yeah. I know the awkward feeling. Yeah.
And she goes, you can never tell my parents.
Do you know what that 30 seconds was then? That 30 seconds is, first of all, I should kill him. No, I can't kill him. I should tell my parents. No, I won't tell. That's everything she was debating. So you got the best possible answer to that. We can never tell them.
Yeah. Yeah, I did.
Wow. Yeah. Good on you for confessing, man. At least there's that. I just love the fact that guilt finally got to him. Because think about it. You do something like that. As a kid, I wouldn't give it a second thought. Stealing fireworks. Then didn't meet these people going, our whole year was ruined. We take a second mortgage out on the house. It was tough to make ends meet. We had to give away three of the pets. And little Billy didn't go to that college. Mm-hmm. He worked so hard to get in. She's like, oh, God. All for one night of
mortars.
But
he didn't know. Right.
He didn't know.
He didn't know the girl then.
No. He didn't know. But still, man, like, I don't know. If my teen years, we robbed a house, stole the TV, all this crap. And then 5 years later, I'm dating some chick. I meet her parents. I'm like, you know, we got robbed years ago right before Christmas. And Billy never got that TV right before he passed away. All he wanted to do was watch HBO just once in his life. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, it's just like, oh, God, what have I done? Jeez, I had to take out a second mortgage.
I think you have to ask. I should have asked him. I would have asked, like, other questions. Like,
what?
But, like, everybody's cool now.
See, Ted, that's how you get nailed. Mm-hmm. Why do you ask that?
Just making sure.
But you came closer as a family, right?
Yeah.
Right.
What were the positives out of this day?
What were the positives? What did you learn that's good? Right,
what did you learn as a family?
I had to sell my grandmother's china just to make it through the season.
What did that teach you about forgiveness?
Her mother had to work 99.
What did you or someone you know get away with up until they didn't or did?
Just to keep the lights on.
Hello, Vicky. Welcome to the men's room.
Hi there. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, we can.
Hold on.
How you guys doing?
We're doing great.
Dandy. Excellent. Now, it was late 80s. Actually, I was on my way to the Kiss concert in Seattle. I honestly cannot remember where they were playing because I never made it. me and my junior high girlfriend, Laura, and this guy I was kind of seeing, I bought tickets because it was his birthday, and we were kind of drinking on the ferry on the way there, of course. Thought we were running late. And of course, we walk everywhere. Nobody's got a vehicle. Never thought of taking a taxi back then. And so there was this freight train that was going the same direction we were supposed to be going, so I thought anyway. And it was going real slow. So we hop on this freight train. And with, you know, open car, flat type of a thing, whatever it was. Anyway, and we're just going, all right, we're going to get there. You know, we don't have to walk the whole way, wherever it was. And then the train sped up and took a turn, sped up. Either way, it was going faster when we decided we had to get off. And I watched the guy that I was with jump and roll, you know, he landed, whatever. My friend Laura, she jumps, she rolls, and I had been sitting there enjoying the ride, so I'm sitting on the side of it, just kind of kicking my legs like you would almost in a swing or something. And I just kind of lift off for my jump, land face first in the gravel along the track. And I know we're walking down the sidewalk, and I have been wearing a white t-shirt that was now just pink red with my blood. And as we're walking back to the ferry terminal to go back home, because obviously we were not making it to the concert, I'm passing the window of the McDonald's and I see my reflection. And my God, it was like The Walking Dead. I looked so horrible. I did. I landed face first. 2 weeks later, I had pulled a piece of bamboo out of the inside of my top lip. I bit the fucking ground that bad.
Oh, man.
And busted my nose a little bit and stuff. But, you know, got back home. The worst part was we caught the ferry back with everybody from the concert. So it was horrible because I'm hearing about how great the concert was. And I never got to see Kiss still to this day. You know, but I had told my mom, I wasn't really living at home at the time, but when my mom had found out, because I told her I was in a small car accident, she made me come back home and stay there. I was literally 2 weeks. The doctor I saw almost a week later said I was lucky I ever woke up from that landing. But years and years later, I'm on the phone with somebody else and telling them the story. I did not hear my mom had been coming up the stairs and overheard the whole conversation. So then she finds out years later that, yeah, I jump off of a train on my way to a concert and had been drunk. I kind of, you know, blew the whistle on myself.
Yeah. Hey, Vicky, just so you know, yeah. Kiss is coming to Climate Pledge.
That is correct.
So if you want to go see Kiss, you still have one more opportunity.
One more.
I'm pretty sure this is actually their farewell tour.
I'm thinking so.
Maybe. Anyway. What did you or someone you know get away with up until they did or didn't? 206-803-ROCK.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.